Hare Krishna. The starting point of happiness is selflessness. We all want to be happy and we try to do various things to be happy. The advertisement world around us makes us believe that the more we get, the more we'll become happy. That, okay, if I get this, if I get that, the advertisement world says, eat this, purchase this, wear this, drive this, serve this, and you'll get happiness. This is the promise of the world. Unfortunately, no matter how much we get, we end up craving for more. Craving for more and more and more. So Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita in 16.11 when he says, we crave for more and more. What happens? Chintam parimeyam cha pralayantam upashitaha kamopabhoga parama etavaditi nishchitaha. So when one decides that nishchitaha, one feels convinced that what is it? Kamopabhoga parama. The supreme thing to do in life, parama, is kamopabhoga, is to enjoy things for our own pleasure. So when one has this conception of self-centered enjoyment, the thing that one gets is chintama parimeyam cha. One gets unlimited anxiety, and these anxieties go on pralayantam upashitaha, they go on till the point of death. Why? Because as long as we have this mentality of taking, 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 we are always fearful that others have taken more than what we have taken, and we crave for more and more. And further, and because we're not sure whether we'll get it or not, that causes us anxiety. And further, because just as we want to take more and more, others also want to take more and more. And we want to take from others, others want to take from us. So we are also fearful that whatever we have or whatever we get may be taken away from us. And in this way, self-centered enjoyment sends us down the path of anxiety, unending anxiety till the end. That is the fate of materialism. But the opposite when we do. So when we think that the starting point of happiness is possession, that I want more and more, then we never get happiness. We just get caught in a black hole of sense and self-centered obsessions wherein there is no end to it. There is never any satisfaction. There is never any peace. And there is ever craving, ever burning craving in our heart. Now, the starting point of happiness is actually selflessness. Selflessness doesn't mean that we don't care for ourselves. It means that we care for something that actually enables us to contribute. So selfless means that the self is always there. But the self is not in a process of taking. The self is in a process of giving. So our own consciousness, rather than focusing on our needs, we try to focus on our contributions. Okay, what can I do? How can I serve? Where can I contribute? So we are definitely aware of our own inclinations, our own potentials, our own limitations. But we don't focus on them. We focus on, okay, with what I have, what can I contribute? What can I do? When we have this attitude in mind, we move forward steadily towards happiness. We'll see that in this world, who are the happiest people? Even from a material perspective, people who are absorbed in something meaningful, something purposeful, something glorious, they get the maximum happiness. People who are caught in themselves, oh, this went wrong with me, that went wrong with me, or this is not working well, that is not working well, they are never happy. So when we think of something bigger than ourselves, whether it is writing a book, whether it is singing a song, whether it is organizing a cause, whether it is running a marathon, when we get out of ourselves, then that is the time when life becomes exciting, life becomes stimulating, life becomes fulfilling. Now, selflessness is good, but we also need to know what it is that we are selfless about. If you're selfless about the best cause, then that is the best. So the best cause is ultimately Krishna, because he is the Lord of everyone. He's present in the heart of everyone. He cares for everyone. So when we devote ourselves to Krishna, Krishna uses his infinite empowerment to empower us to do extraordinary things and to enable people to come closer to him. In this way, we, by making Krishna, the service to Krishna, by making the selfless attitude that enables us to serve Krishna and his devotees as the starting point of our happiness. That means whenever we feel dissatisfied, we don't think, okay, I don't have this, I don't have that. When will I get this? When I'll get that? No, we think, what can I do? What can I contribute? How can I serve? When we have this attitude of coming out of ourselves and offering ourselves in terms of tangible and tactical guidelines, assistance, that becomes our role. And in that way, we move forward steadily towards lasting achievement in this life and lasting fulfillment in the next. Thank you. Hare Krishna.